Welcome back to another podcast. I had to start off the video like that. Well, not the video, the goddamn podcast, just like that. Because my boy Nops pressed the fuck out of me. He was like, yo, I listen to your podcast every motherfucking day. And you didn't do the goddamn little singing how you started off. And I was like, you're absolutely right. And he loves it. So that's gonna be my new intro. Welcome back to another podcast. But really though, welcome back. And I'm excited. I don't know why, but I am excited. I just got out the shower right now. I even got my whole towel on my head type shit. Like the whole girl do, like straight towel on my head, drying my shit like I'm literally out the shower. And I had a lot of great ideas in that goddamn shower. A lot of great things happen in the shower other than beating your goddamn meat. Tell me right now. Like, you don't get the best ideas while you're just scrubbing your motherfucking balls, bro. That's like the best thing in the world, is taking a shower and getting great ideas. But I was just more analyzing in there other than getting great ideas. It was more like, huh, what the fuck am I doing type shit. And it's great because it puts you in line, you know, like, what's next? What should I do? Am I doing my shit right? I don't know. But that's the beauty of all this, and that's what we're getting into today. We're talking about comfort zones. We're trying to get out of our comfort zones. And I feel like that's what everybody needs to do wherever you are in your life. Like, literally, if you, like, are in the best state of mind or in the worst state of mind, I feel like getting out of your comfort zone is extremely useful. Because honestly, I was doing great making these YouTube videos and I was happy and everything, but it was just I think it was time for something different, and that's where I am right now. So something different, I just don't know yet. I kind of went at it, it was kind of like this: when you quit your old job and you're supposed to have another job, like, that's fucking facts. If you are in a job and you're thinking about quitting, do not quit until you have another job, or you will be like me. It's basically this. I used to make YouTube videos every day. I literally film all the fucking time, but now I don't. So now I am filled with so much space and I'm not used to it. Quite frankly, it's cool, but quite frankly, I don't like it. I like to be doing a lot of shit, but I just don't know what I'm gonna be doing just yet. So, like I said in my last podcast, I believe, I want to get another job. I want to get an actual 9-to-5 type shit. But the only thing is that 9-to-5 is not in the morning. Not 9 in the morning to 5. I want to do 9 in the night to like 5 a.m. type shit. Not exactly those hours, but, you know, 9-to-5 in the night. I want to just get a normal job and work in the night, and then in the daytime, fucking do my reselling and stuff. And I already pointed that out, but I was in there and I was like, because today is the first day that I actually applied to jobs, and holy crap, has it been a long time since I did that. And it's pretty exciting. It's not the funnest goddamn thing to do, because me personally, I've only worked restaurant jobs. So all I ever did, I never even applied for jobs like that. All I ever did was go into the restaurant and be like, yo, check me out. Shit, my name is Jason Leyva. I've been working restaurant jobs for like 4 years. I'm a cook. You need me or nah? So I just came in there like just straight fucking flexing, and most of the time it fucking worked. If they needed somebody, it worked, and I got the job. In this case, I don't really know how that works. Like, restaurant jobs aren't really open in the night like that, other than like fucking McDonald's and like Del Taco and shit. But I'm really not trying to work those type of restaurants. Every restaurant I worked was like more like, I wouldn't say high class, but like, you know, a little more bougie than it's a goddamn McDonald's. Because that shit does not sound as fun. So I'm gonna stay away. So yesterday I was actually walking in a Winko, and I just saw, I was actually higher than fuck. But I saw everyone, like all the workers working, you know, they had their earphones on, just fucking vibing, minding their own goddamn business. And I was like, holy crap. It was like fucking maybe like 12 midnight. And I was like, that sounds great. That sounds like a job that I would love to do. So yeah, I started applying to jobs right now. And let's see how long it takes me to get a goddamn job. Like, I'm fine with money. I just kind of just want a little extra so I could just do extra shit. And it's just like I said, I don't really know what my next chapter is. I don't really know. I'm just fucking going with the flow and hoping for the best. And hopefully the best comes soon, because I don't want to lose my mind doing nothing. It's not like I don't do nothing, but it's just like I'm just so used to doing so much more, is what I'm saying. But like, I come from a background where I've always had like two jobs, two fucking jobs, bro. Like, after one job, I go to the next, and then the days off, I'll film. It's just, like, it's been like that since four motherfucking ever. So, it's just, like, now I literally have no job, basically. I do have a job, like, reselling, but it's, like, I could do that whenever the fuck I want, and I just be fucking slacking. I'm not gonna fucking lie. It's, like, I know how much I need to get by, and that's the only fucking thing I do. Like, so it's like I'm skating all day with the homies, and I see a motherfucking buyer that wants to come, and I completely ignore the goddamn message until I'm done skating. Like, come on, I need to be more disciplined. Like, I'm not perfect, you guys. I'm not perfect. I'm just trying my best out here from what I got. But today we are talking about getting out your goddamn comfort zone, and that's what I'm doing right now. And I just want, like, basically me, I've kind of always been like that, trying to get out of my comfort zone. I just don't like to talk about it much. But here on this goddamn podcast, in the Strive podcast, I call it the Strive podcast. If you guys didn't know, I have a brand called Strive. If you guys don't know that, what the fuck? But it's my fault because I haven't even done anything with it. But that's what I'm trying to work on, bro. That's why I need more money to, like, you know, build other shit. Because you need money to make money, hands down. And, I kind of need an extra more bucks. I'm going to try my best, because, I mean, I know I'm saying it, but you know what? You know what? I'm going to say it right here so you guys won't catch me slipping. I'm going to try my best more on reselling, because when I first started, I was going fucking ham. I was doing 12-hour shifts of reselling, and that shit made me fat bank, bro. And, like, I'm still making a good amount, but it's just, like, I know I can make more. I know I can make more to buy more equipment and stuff like that. So, yes, but number one, I'm gonna try my best to get more on that reselling game and get a new job. So basically what I'm trying to do is bring this visual, bring the goddamn podcast to visual. That's one thing. I want to get back on my videography game, because if you guys didn't know, that's where I came from ish. Like, there's a certain time where I wasn't doing YouTube and only videography, doing music videos. Shit, I even shot a wedding. But I want to get back into that, and I kind of want to go in full beast mode, because I've kind of been doing all this stuff with just, like, a regular camera, no other equipment, and I'm not going to lie, shit, just tooting my own horn here, but I kind of been killing it, you know what I mean? But imagine me with a whole ass equipment. I know it's not about the equipment, but I think I'm at the point where I, like, you know, some equipment would be great, and I could just make everything even sicker, because I know how to use the goddamn equipment. So it's like, you know what, let's get to it. So I'm trying to just hustle it out for a couple, I don't know how long it's gonna take, but I just want to get my whole, for one, I want to pay off some debt, because fuck, your boy is in some shit. Your boy does not give a fuck about shit, and that's a goddamn problem. That's how I stay happy, by not giving shit, give a fuck about shit. But sometimes you gotta give a fuck about some shit that really matters. So yeah, pay off some debt, buy a motherfucking camera, because your boy still don't got a goddamn camera, which is ridiculous. Like, homie, like, his whole fucking world revolves around filming, and homie does not have a camera. This phone's doing great justice, though. Yeah, I'll give him that. I want to get a mic for my podcast. It's just like I said before, I don't like to talk about what I'm gonna do, because that just makes me feel like I'm one of those fucking motherfuckers that just talks all day and just doesn't really do it. And I'm just like, it kind of makes me cringe when I see all this shit, like, on IG of, like, hey, I'm working hard, look at me, shit, I'm the best, look at me, you're not doing shit with your life. And I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up. That's why I don't really like talking about certain things like this. Like, yeah, I want to get a goddamn mic, I want to get my whole setup going type shit. I just don't like to say it. But one time, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I was higher than fuck, right? And I was thinking about it, like, I never say things like that, but, like, the power of manifesting, I feel like it's so strong. And I've heard it so many times, and I just kind of brush it off, like, bro, you're tripping, manifesting is a fraud, it's a hoax. But when I was high as fuck, I was thinking about it, I was like, holy fuck, that does sound like it'll make sense. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna start speaking shit into existence, and you guys are here trying to listen to some bullshit. I don't even know why the fuck you guys are here, but I appreciate you guys so much for being here, because it is so fun. I'm in my room right now. Goddamn shit, I gotta clean this goddamn place up for sure. But I'm in my room, one fat ass light, and you know how fucking much I care about you guys. I am an AC guy. I need the AC blasting all fucking day. And I have the AC off for you, so you guys can hear this as crispy as possible, because your boy is recording this goddamn podcast on an iPhone. Like, come on, cut me some slack. Cut me some slack and just put the volume a little higher on your car, wherever you're listening to this. Just put it a little higher so you can hear me good, because I got some bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I want to get a job and hustle it out so I can get good equipment for you. You're right there listening. So this is me stepping out of my comfort zone, getting off that YouTube shit for just a bit. I'm not saying I'm quitting forever. I hope so. Fuck, I'm over that shit. I'm obviously kidding. But I'm trying to put a little pause on that so I can work on myself and my mental health and the wealth and even the stealth. God damn, I was fresh. But that's where I'm at right now. And basically, this goddamn podcast, this whole podcast itself, not even just this one, my whole entire podcast is just me speaking to myself. But thankfully and hopefully, well, let's just say hopefully, I get another mic so I can like get the homies on here, because that's going to be extremely fun. Just talking with the homies about life, maybe even getting high and talking about life. That is always fun. If you smoke, you know that. And I cannot stress this enough. If you are under 21, I'm not going to say 18, under 21, do not smoke weed. You're going to die. Don't do it. You're going to fucking die as soon as you take a fucking hit. You're going to fucking die and then nothing. Do not do it. You have to be exactly 21 for it to actually make sense. Trust me, bro. I've been there, done that shit. But yeah, where the fuck was I going with this? But anyways, getting out of your comfort zone is so important, because it would make you think a lot different in different ways. So the way that made me think about all this stuff is because I went on that road trip by myself. And I cannot stress enough how important goddamn road trip was. Oh my God. Like, if I never went on that road trip, I don't even know where the fuck I'd be thinking right now. It's just like this. Okay. I read this. I didn't read it. I don't fucking read. I listened to this podcast because it's a book. That's why I said read. But it's from a book, but I heard it. I listened to it because I can't read. But it said, like, even little things, by switching up your routine, it makes you think in a whole different way. Tell me if you listen to depressing music every single day, which is fine, I do, it's fucking great. But if you listen to depressing music all the time, I believe, kind of like for me, it doesn't work like that, so probably for you either, but it might give you thoughts, like, kind of negative-ish, maybe. And this is all just hypothetical speaking. But if you change your music, I do kind of think that my music is a lot, like, it does on some depression shit. It is on some depression shit, but a lot of it is on some, like, hey, let's just be positive and let's be happy. A lot of my goddamn music is like that. So I just feel like if you just switch your music, I mean, not necessarily entirely, but if you just switch up your music, you're going to get different thoughts. So what I'm trying to say is that what I heard on that, it was like, okay, you go to work every day, right? 9 o'clock, same thing every day. But if you just take a whole different path, a whole entire different path to work, like, go all the fuck way around, fuck it. Like, go all the way around, and I promise you, you're gonna get different thoughts than if you just keep on going down the same path. And doing shit like that is just gonna make it so much better. Like, do shit that you just would never even think about. Like, right now, like, if you're listening to this right now, fuck it. Get out of your car. This is, like, so stupid. Get out of your car, or if you're at your house, go to the nearest, like, 7-Eleven and just get an apple and eat it. And it's so stupid. A ridiculous fucking example. But just that exact action of you going to get that apple at the gas station for no fucking reason is going to give you a whole different perspective of life. And it's like, all you fucking did was get a fucking apple from the gas station. You know what I mean? So it's just like, and then just take that into, like, bigger actual, like, task, you know? It's just like everything, like, for instance, today I felt like I just want to just paint my room. I don't know why, but I feel like maybe when I'm painting my room, I'm gonna get a whole brilliant ass idea. You know what I mean? It's just like, do little things like that to just train your mind to just think a little differently, just to give you different ideas, and that's always super fun. And I talk about this in my whole depression podcast. That's probably, like, the fan favorite. That fucking podcast is probably even my favorite, honestly, because that one, like, gets into depth of when I was depressed. And in that podcast, I talk about how if you are feeling some type of way that you don't want to feel, the only way to get out of that cycle is by stepping out the fucking cycle. So how are you going to step out the cycle? By trying different things. And I know it doesn't seem like the it seems like, oh my god, that's it, like fucking bullshit. Like, life is a lot more simple than you think. It's literally that. And I know I get so many excuses like, huh, but this, but this, but this. And I get it. Everyone's circumstance is different. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's the same solution-ish. Ish. Before anybody gets mad at me. Ish. Like, it's almost the exact same thing. It's just like, it's more of a mind game. And I know some people have like a whole ass mental illness and shit. And I get it. But I feel like I was in that scenario as well. So I could speak on it. And I was fucking depressed and I didn't think I was gonna get out of it. But the only way I got out was by stepping out of my comfort zone. And I can't stress enough how important that is. So if you're listening right here, please, please do me a favor. If you can take anything from me, anything you've learned from me, dude, you have to take at least a little bit from me, because I know most of you guys know how happy I am. And like, what you see on video is damn near identical. Damn near identical. Of course I get bad days. Of course I'm fucking human. But at the end of the day, I am maybe probably the happiest motherfucker you ever meet. So take some fucking, like, take a little bit from me. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that it's the only way, but this is what worked for me and it's been working since. So just like, try it. That's it. Like, just try different things. Like, for instance, get a fucking bike every single morning, go for a ride. Oh my god, I cannot stress enough how fucking amazing that is. That just works for me, you know? But everyone's different. If you're a fucking artist, go paint in the morning right before you go to work, or when you come back from work, or like just little shit like that. Go with your friends, chug a fucking beer. Fuck it. If that's not what you usually do, if you do that all the time, bro, chill. Like, get out the cycle of doing it. But you know what I mean? Try different shit. But I am gonna wrap it up. I feel like I've been rambling and blambering. So I'm gonna end this right here. And I do encourage you guys to just, if you guys listen to this, like, just keep on going down. I have a shitload of podcasts now, and it's actually tight, because now I have a whole ass little army of podcasts. So if you listen to one, they're all like 15 minutes-ish. So you just on the road somewhere, just go to my next one, listen to that. And then, like, I feel like you gain a little bit of knowledge, or you'll get a little bit entertained. So I'm gonna end this right here. Thanks for listening. And I am out of here. Wish I had some type of auto-tune shit, but okay. Bye.